You will not speak, nor will they. There is to be no interaction other than your observance. Okay, open your doors.
Kelsey did, and behind hers was a man she quickly began cataloging. Chin-length, dirty blonde hair with haphazard lighter highlights that came from the sun, not the shorthand of a stylist. Blue eyes. No, gray. No, definitely blue. Before they could change color on her again, she shifted her focus down. Straight, almost patrician nose. Full, very full, lips framed by a goatee, which was also dirty blonde with just a tiny, tiny gray spot at the fullest part of his bottom lip. He had a thinner beard which looked like 2, maybe 3 days' growth, but the goatee had been around. It wasn't neatly trimmed, but it was shaped. In fact, nothing about him was neat. He had an air of neglect about him, but an almost practiced one, not the pure, inept disarray of a true junkie or homeless person. Kelsey briefly wondered if they brought people in from the local prison or from off the street for this exercise. She took her focus off the various parts of him and concentrated on the whole, which was when she realized he was staring back at her. Of course, that would be the case, and yet his steel gaze studying her as she tried to decipher him was a bit off-putting. But that's what it would be like in an interrogation. The suspect would be trying to read and play her, all while she was trying to do the same to him. I wonder if he's another trainee. I wonder if he's single. Whoa. So not what she should be thinking about. Focus. Right. Blue eyes. Were they laughing at her now? His mouth hadn't moved, not even a twitch of that oh-so-full bottom lip. What had the instructor said? Deeper than looks. Go deeper. God, she'd like him to go deep, that's for sure. What the hell? She hadn't had a physical thought about any of her fellow trainees for weeks. It had never even occurred to her that they were, well, men. There was no way she wasn't going to do well. For her, that was being the best, in this exercise, simply because she'd realized that there was someone actually sexy in her vicinity. But was he sexy? Really? Yeah, he had that motorcycle bad boy look going for him. She even thought it might be the top of a leather jacket she saw at the bottom of the opening. But no, it wasn't real. It was someone he'd created. Was it for this exercise, or did it go deeper than that? He was about her age, 26, or perhaps even younger, based on the clear, unlined perfection of his skin, which looked so soft when everything else about him screamed, perhaps too loudly, hard. Was the gray in his beard real, or were those few hairs dyed to give him the appearance of being older? Feel him. Usually, Kelsey was ruled by logic, not emotion, but she was smart enough to know that sometimes a good agent had to trust their instincts and gut. The only way to do that was to open herself up. So she dropped her shield, the one she'd had firmly in place ever since she'd been recruited for the Bureau while in grad school at Harvard, and let herself feel the man who stood with his face so close to hers. Brave, reckless, but more. Afraid, unsure, but trying mightily to cover that up. Wasn't everybody? But the problem with dropping your guard to see others more clearly was that they too could see you. She felt his gaze upon her more intensely, as if he could feel her, and not in the existential way her instructor suggested. Her skin prickled and heat rose up her neck, though she willed it to stay out of his line of sight. She stared straight into those blue eyes, watching as his pupils dilated, as his nostrils flared ever so slightly. And then, just as she was thinking this had to have been the longest minute ever, his lips parted to reveal perfectly white, supremely straight teeth. The corners of his mouth turned up slightly in a poor excuse of a smile, almost a feral growl without any sound. But the effect it had on his face made her emit a tiny gasp.
"Doors closed," the instructor said.
Before Kelsey could lift her arm, the man on the other side slid the door shut with a hard snick.
"Okay, I hope you paid attention. Now you're going to each meet with a sketch artist and see how well you can describe the person you just studied."